Hey, an especially weird feature of Outside the Box, imagining pure fiction. Today's topic is Oz Revisited. Most listeners are probably familiar with The Wizard of Oz, and you probably know about the 2024 election in this country and who might be running for president. Well, I put the two together, and here's what I came up with. So imagine yourself as Dorothy, wishing for a fair and democratic election this November. You start down the yellow brick road, looking forward to arriving in Oz, where you plan to vote. Who do you meet on the road but Donald Scarecrow?
"I'm a candidate," says Donald. "I want to be elected president, just like in 2020.
"Oh, Donald," you say, "don't you know that you lost? You have no brain."
"So what?" says Donald. "I don't need one. I just keep repeating lies, and my party supports me anyway."
Donald joins you. Then a little farther down the yellow brick road, you run into Joe the Tin Man. Joe keeps saying how much he will care about the people if reelected as president. "But Joe," you say, "you don't have a heart."
"I care about the people of Israel, but the Palestinians, nah," says Joe.
"So what if there's more than 25,000 to 30,000 dead? Too bad, too late. But free the Israeli hostages."
Joe and Donald join you on your trek to Oz. Then you come to a group of lions calling themselves Congress. "We just follow the party line," they all say. But you ask, "Where's your courage to be different, to work with others who you disagree with?"
"We just hold out for what we want," they all say. "We don't care if anything gets done or not."
"Well, come with me," you say. "Maybe we'll find someone in Oz who can help all of you." But you're soon confronted by the wicked Democratic Witch of the West. The wicked Republican Witch of the East is already dead because they had been lying so far to the right with so many conspiracy theories that no one took them seriously anymore. The Democratic Witch of the West threatens you by saying that only they care about democracy, but they're surrounded by their mega-donors. Joe, Donald, and the Congressional Lions all get into a huge argument over who really cares about Oz, so you leave them and head into the city. "Where can I find the voting booth?" you ask, while trying to decide who you want to vote for president. There's Joe and Donald, but one doesn't have a heart, and the other doesn't have a brain. Unfortunately, no one seems to know where the voting booth is. You get nothing but blank stares from the citizens. Finally, someone says, "Ask the wizard," and so you search for the wizard. When you finally find the wizard, you ask where the voting booth is. "Oh, that," says the wizard. "We used to have one behind this curtain, but hardly anybody used it, so we took it away. Besides, the wealthy people and corporate CEOs own and run Oz now, and they take care of everything for us." Suddenly, you're awake, as if you just got up from a dream. But maybe it wasn't a dream at all. Oz is just the way things really are. If you were Dorothy in this scenario, what would you think? I'm Larry Danziger, thinking our political system is a nightmare that may not go away. And if you'd like to do your own outside-the-box feature, contact me through the station at info@weru.org.